As promised, live and in color, Laura Erickson joins us this morning for a very special edition of For the Birds. Good morning there, sunshine.
Top of the morning, Lisa.
So it was a busy, wacky, wow kind of a weekend at Hawk Ridge, I understand.
Yeah, it was a busy, wacky, wild weekend and end of last week all over the place. I went to a subway where a little yellow-rumped warbler was sitting on the ground and it hit the window on London Road. I picked it up. If I'd been aware of what was going to happen, I would have been recording it on my cell phone because the little bird piped a whole lot of obscenities I have never heard a yellow-rumped warbler make before, and the vocalizations would have been worth recording. But it was as fine as a bird can get when it hits a window, and I just had to carry it to the trees along the little creek that runs there, and it flew off just fine. It is scary when birds hit windows. It's such a relief when they fly off, but they do have a 50% chance of still dying later from head injuries. But with hope, this little guy made it.
I understand that feathers can cover a multitude of sins. That's one of the things that we have learned from you over the years.
A multitude of sins and a multitude of wounds.
Exactly.
So it's kind of scary and sad. But the reason that was interesting is because there were yellow-rumped warblers everywhere this weekend. I had as many as 20 at one time in my backyard. They were coming to my suet feeders, and one of them watching the chickadees coming into my mealworms actually started trying to do that too. That was pretty cool. But they were everywhere, and tragically, when we have these big migration fallouts, people hit them with their cars, even when they're trying to go slower. It's awful because they were hungry. There were just whole messes of them, and there were quite a few giving their life because of our cars, and that was tragic. But there were some birds flying over that were not being hit by cars. We've had quite a few sandhill cranes flying at Hawk Ridge. Yesterday, the total says they counted 198 and 78 on Saturday. Meanwhile, other people who had a view from a different vantage point were counting and seeing just swaths of them flying over. And the cool thing about sandhill cranes is that they talk while they're flying, and they have a really cool song. I got several emails over the past several days about the blue jays coming down in people's yards. I've had over 30 in one feeder at one time. I have one long tray feeder that they were just crowded into, and they were I would have like 60 or 70 in my yard at once. They are migrating through in good numbers. It's just been a beautiful migration. I like to think it's a really hopeful migration. We had one day, what was the date? September 17th, when we had over 10,000 broad-winged hawks. And that sounds huge, and our total for the season has been over 17,000. But broad-winged hawks, in good years in past decades, we've had them numbering on our best day in the 30,000s. Once we had 49,000. One year we had over 100,000 in a single day. So although 10,000 in a single day is fantastic to see and wonderful to count, it's still kind of a shadow of what we've had in really good years. I don't know. I'm pretty sure our migration is ebbing to a close for broad-winged hawks, not for a lot of other things. But 17,000 is not a big season total for them.
Well, it sounds as though Hawk Ridge is still the place to be for a little while longer. We'll have some photographs up, of course, and some links where you can get some more information, including links to Laura Erickson's web pages and her radio pages and her blog pages, and also some of Hawk Ridge's pages as well.
One quick thing. Yesterday they had what's called a leukistic red-tailed hawk that they caught and banded at Hawk Ridge. It was one of the most stunning birds I've ever seen. I only saw photographs, but they got some of it flying away, and it looked like a snowy owl.
It's incredible. The count director, John Richardson, has a photograph of whoever the lucky person was who got to release the bird, and he sent me a whole photo gallery of this gorgeous, gorgeous bird, and we'll get that up on our website as well. Laura, thanks so much for taking some time to join us. It's always the most fun to talk with you in person.
Thank you.
Laura Erickson this morning, our guest on For the Birds.